Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now I'm here with a very interesting person who's called Case Racecheck, and he spent a whole lifetime teaching or researching physics, but you've got some unusual things to say about it. Good afternoon, Case.
Hello, Ketchel. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And now you are the president of the Astronomical Society of Southern Africa.
I have that honour for 2 years.
Amongst many other things that you do. And you have also done a lot of science teaching in the past around South Africa. But you come across this phenomenon all the time, that people think that physics is really, really difficult. And they say, oh, physics, that was my worst topic at school. And if somebody's a physicist, then they're some kind of boffin. What is this trouble with physics?
I don't think it's the trouble with physics. I think physics basically is conceptual. And you need mathematical tools to get the concepts to come to life. So it's a combination of the difficult concepts in physics along with the mathematics that needs to be used to do it. So, for example, there are a lot of mathematicians who are very good mathematicians and have done a lot of really good work for physics, but they're clueless about physics. Dirac is one of the greatest physicists of all time, or mathematicians of all time, whichever way you look at it, but he didn't really understand physics.
I also think that there's a kind of bad image of the scientist with the white lab coat and the glasses and the severe hair and the Bunsen burner with the test tubes. And really, there's not very many scientists at all who do that kind of thing.
Physicists, you're more likely to find a physicist either with bare feet and a T-shirt or maybe track shoes, jeans and a T-shirt. You will find very few with a lab coat on or anything else. Some of them do wear glasses, yes, but that's just because you have an eye problem. But, you know, physicist is, the lab coats are, the image of a science teacher with the lab coat and the Bunsen burner or something like that is really, really, really dated.
It's very old-fashioned. It's what I remember from my school days.
Well, yeah, that's probably true, but I really think that we've really got to make a move to get out of the stereotypes that we believe in.
So do you think that physics is actually difficult, or is this just bad press? Do you think physics needs rebranding?
Well, we're trying hard. I mean, Institute of Physics, we're trying very, very hard to make it easier, to make it more challenging, make it more interesting. So I, for example, run the Physics Olympiad in South Africa, where we try and find people with an ability in physics. And we're finding quite a lot of people are really very, very good, youngsters. And they go on to do well. So I think it's just a matter of, if you catch them young enough and get them interested enough at an early age, getting to ask questions why, I think that's the best way to start.
Well, it's marvellous that there are people around like you, Case Racecheck, who will give up your time and efforts to teach the teachers and to keep it alive, to keep physics alive in the country. So thank you very much for all the hard work you do. And thank you for speaking to Fine Music Radio listeners about physics.
Well, it's a pleasure. Every time I come to Cape Town, I tune my car radio to FM 101.3.
Great.
And I hate the word 101 because it's 101.3.
101.3. I'll take that up with the station manager. Thank you very much, Case. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.